Welcome to Whole Food Plant-Based Nutrition. This is your volunteer reader, Babs Felix, from the Flagstaff offices of Sun Sounds of Arizona. At Whole Food Plant-Based Nutrition, we would like to offer you information to improve your health by considering various lifestyle options. Our articles come from different sources, which we will always identify. The information presented is for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not intended to replace the advice of your medical doctor or other healthcare professional with whom you consult. Here are some articles on whole food plant-based nutrition. And the first one comes from the Dr. McDougall Health and Medical Center. Making the change to a healthy lifestyle work. And the preface says, change, especially when it involves something as deeply ingrained as our eating habits, can feel intimidating. Yet, it also offers an incredible opportunity for growth, discovery, and renewal. Shifting to a healthier diet can lead to profound benefits. Greater energy, a sense of well-being and alignment with personal values like health, sustainability, or compassion. By focusing on the exciting possibilities rather than the perceived hardships, this journey becomes less about what you're giving up and more about what you're gaining. Vibrant flavors, improved health, and a lifestyle that supports your long-term goals. With the right mindset and preparation, change can truly be exhilarating. Making the change to a healthy lifestyle work, September 10th, 2021, by Mary McDougall. Change can be bothersome or exhilarating. Sometimes I think that for many people, far worse than the fear of public speaking, or for some few, the fear of dying from a dreaded disease, is the fear of changing their diet. They think, my life will be worse. I'm not sure how, but I know it will be worse. My social life will be ruined. I'll never get to enjoy my favorite foods again. And the preparation of these new menus will make me a slave to the kitchen. Fear of making the change arises from not being willing to imagine how the new ways will bring you greater pleasure and comfort than did the old ways that have governed your eating habits during all the previous years. The first step to successful changing is to admit that, sure, it will be troublesome, and that, yes, you will have to devote considerable effort to make it happen. But isn't that exactly what happens with every new endeavor? If you do not make the commitment, you will not reap the benefits. In preparing for the change, you should list all of the reasons why you want to improve the quality of your life by improving your diet. Motivations can be found in such areas as concern for your health and appearance, your religion, regard for ecology, or sympathy for the welfare of animals. Only you know what psychological buttons need to be pressed deep down inside of you to persuade you to move from the place you are in now to a more healthful diet and a better lifestyle. Once you have made the decision to change, then you can take the few steps needed to make the transition easier and more effective. Motivations. I want to look better and feel better. I'm tired of the pain of indigestion. Daily laxatives must no longer be a part of my life. Frequent headaches must mean that something is wrong. They've got to stop. I'm too young to have painful arthritis. Breast cancer is a miserable and slow way to die. It's not for me. I fear that I won't live as long as my spouse will. Since childhood, I've felt that something was wrong with eating the flesh of cows and lambs and piglets. The need for paper wrappings for America's hamburgers alone is destroying the rainforests and the health of our planet. All or nothing? Every positive experience you have with safer eating is important in getting you to the day when you decide that you are worth the effort and finally going to make the change. You may decide to start slowly by slipping in an occasional McDougal recipe along with your old favorites. There's nothing wrong with this approach, except for a lot of heavy competition from those longtime favorite and heavy foods. Taking a partway approach can set you up to suffer slow withdrawal symptoms, the inevitable disappointment in your results. You should not expect to gain the dramatic improvements in your health and appearance that the program offers those who follow it strictly. When they're given no other choice, most people adjust to the new tastes and methods of food preparation within 3 or 4 days. The McDougal program helps you to do the best that you can for yourself as soon as you can. Challenges for change. 1. The unaccustomed palate. 2. Resistance from family and friends. 3. Meal planning. 4. Shopping habits. 5. Cooking techniques. 6. Seasoning food. The unaccustomed palate. You're up for the challenge. Now you need to select a meal plan. This might seem like a formidable task. It will be simpler when you realize that your goal is to find a few favorites, no more than a dozen, to prepare and eat as often as you wish. Almost everyone's diet is simpler and more monotonous than we realize. All too often, you eat the same thing for breakfast, whether your choice is bacon and eggs or oatmeal. Lunch is the same combination of sandwich day after day. For dinner, you select from probably 5 or 10 entrees. Every restaurant serves one favorite item that you choose frequently. Identify similar dishes. Think about the textures and distinctive flavors of the dishes you already like. Some meals in your present collection are close to being acceptable and can be made right with minor modifications. For example, oatmeal is a popular breakfast. Instead of submerging it in milk, butter, or cream, try instead using some low-fat, non-dairy milk, fruit juice, or applesauce. If you want more flavor, sprinkle on a few grains of cinnamon or a small amount of brown sugar. Try eating crisp hash brown potatoes without the usual bath of grease, cooked instead oil-free in a nonstick pan. Pancakes and waffles can be made from healthful ingredients and served with maple syrup or applesauce. Most soups are already vegetable-based. In making our kind of soup, you simply leave out the usual starters of ham, chicken, or beef that contribute to so much fat and cholesterol. Beans, corn, potatoes, and pasta will provide the more solid substance of your soups. Add salt if it's tolerated, and appropriate spices to gain those appetizing flavors that you like. For evening meals, you may already be enjoying dishes made primarily of starches, vegetables, and fruit. Think about your favorite pasta and stew dishes. In preparing your rich marinara sauce, you only need to omit olive oil to transform it into a healthy and delicious topping for pasta. Resistance from family and friends. You yourself may be convinced that the McDougall program is the best way known to science and medicine for you to eat, but your spouse, who has never been sick a day and wears the same size clothes as he did in high school, feels this message does not apply personally to him. Your children think your mind has been taken over by aliens from outer space. Heart disease and breast cancer are as close to their worries as the possibility of a comet falling on them. Your friends whisper, "There goes Pat on another one of those get healthy quick schemes. She'll be on to something else next week." Sure enough, changing your family's eating habits takes some work. You have to be creative in the kitchen, and you have to be patient with the doubting critics around the table. In most cases, no more than 4 months will be needed before you convert the other members of your family. Your own success can help to persuade them as they see you becoming more energetic, looking younger, and hear you telling them that you're feeling so much better. Your concern about the welfare of close friends and all members of your family may lead you to want to share this message with others. You have personally felt the benefits that come from changing your diet and should feel free to tell others about that happy experience if you want to. Making family-style meals. Take into consideration your family's preferences when planning your meals. If they've always hated eggplant, don't make baked eggplant. They won't like it while on this program either. Keep the importance of starch basing your family's diet always at the forefront of your planning. Pasta dishes, soups, and breads are familiar and favorite foods. Potatoes, like in hash browns, potato salad, and mashed potatoes. And beans, like chili and baked beans, have also been a substantial part of the American family style of eating. If you can't get the full cooperation of every family member at the beginning, then the best advice is to prepare enough of your meal for everyone to share and then provide the others with a side dish of whatever they think they're missing, or better, allow them to make it themselves. For example, If you serve spaghetti and a delectable oil-free marinara sauce with their favorite spices in it, and you think they won't be happy without cheese and meatballs, then provide one or both of them as side dishes. Bean burritos can be served buffet style. Start with corn and wheat tortillas. Set out small bowls of lettuce, tomatoes, onions, and sprouts. Different kinds of salsas should be placed at the end of the line. You have chosen all these good items. If your family is not yet satisfied with these offerings because they're still longing for meats and salty dairy products, then put out a bowl of cow's cheese for them. You could also make a hamburger topping enhanced with meat seasonings. Better yet, these same spices can be mixed with plant-based ingredients like cooked lentils or veggies for a meaty topping containing no cholesterol or animal fats. In the same considerate manner, offer a piece of chicken or fish as a side dish to a Mexican rice dinner. Be creative. Even while you're indulging those holdouts, still numbered among the unconverted. Try cutting back on the mounds of meats and dairy foods you've been bringing to the table for too many years. Switch to plant-based alternatives. At the same time, increase the amount of starchy foods. When eating McDougall's kind of food, you may need to double the quantities you consume compared to the standard American diet in order to satisfy your appetite. That is okay. These are good calories and generous ingredients. Foods must be available. The fastest way to make the McDougall program fail, just as all the other diets you've tried, is to give insufficient attention to buying good foods and then to preparing delicious meals from them. When the refrigerator and the cupboards are bare, or worse yet, still filled with the old high-fat items that brought you to your alarming state of obesity and poor health, you're going to have a hard time fixing meals that please and ease. Start by consulting other members of the family about dishes they would like to try. Have on hand assorted breads, bagels, pretzels, rice cakes, corn thins, and crackers, all prepared with healthy ingredients. Leave a bowl of fresh fruits on the counter or table in an area of heavy traffic. Cut up fresh vegetables and store them in the refrigerator in water to maintain freshness. Set prepared vegetable dips spooned into plastic containers or still in their original packages next to the vegetables. Cooked rice and baked potatoes, cold or hot, make great quick snacks. Barbecue sauces, salad dressings, packaged soups, or leftover sauces and soups make easy toppings for cold cooked starches. Our refrigerator frequently holds a big bowl of cold boiled potatoes cleverly placed at eye level. You are listening to Sun Sounds of Arizona in Flagstaff, bringing you whole food plant-based nutrition. And next we'll turn to the Forks Over Knives magazine Q&A. Leading plant-based experts bring clarity to your health and nutrition questions. Question: How long will it take to lower my LDL cholesterol after going vegan? Answer. How quickly your cholesterol decreases depends on several factors, including how quickly and completely you make dietary changes. For example, in one study, researchers found that individuals who adopted the portfolio diet, a type of whole food plant-based diet emphasizing foods known to be especially good at lowering cholesterol, such as oats, barley, and beans, lowered their LDL cholesterol by nearly 30% in just 2 to 4 weeks. Outside of a research setting, it can take longer, but most people who adopt a healthy plant-based diet see decreases in their LDL cholesterol in a few months. And this answer was provided by Nicole Harkin, MD, FACC, founder of Whole Heart Cardiology. Question: Is it safe to follow a plant-based diet while pregnant? Answer: Absolutely. The only real concern for plant-based eaters who are pregnant is to make sure that they maintain adequate levels of vitamin B12 by taking a supplement or eating fortified nutritional yeast, and to focus on eating the right kind of plant-based diet, i.e., one with a lot of highly processed foods, but a well-balanced, low-fat, whole grain-rich plant-based diet. This answer was provided by Padmavati Garvey, MD, Assistant Professor at Marist College. Question: Can people who have diabetes drink fruit smoothies? Answer: We recommend against it. When you drink a smoothie, the carbohydrate energy is digested and absorbed by your small intestine much more rapidly than when you eat fruit in its whole form, which can result in elevated blood glucose levels. We suggest eating your plant foods as whole as possible, but if you do choose to make a smoothie or a smoothie bowl, round out the meal with fresh greens to up the fiber content, and eat it with a spoon rather than drinking it through a straw. This will naturally slow down the rate at which you consume the smoothie, which will help you to control your blood glucose post-meal. This answer was provided by Robbie Barbero, MPH, and Cyrus Kambata, PhD, co-authors of Mastering Diabetes. Question: I have chronic kidney disease. Do I need to worry about high potassium levels in fruits and vegetables? Answer: The conventional teaching for patients with chronic kidney disease has been to restrict the consumptions of foods high in potassium. That usually means avoiding certain fruits and vegetables, which often leads to a deterioration in diet quality and greater risk of complications such as high blood pressure and cardiovascular disease. More recently, this thinking has shifted. The National Kidney Foundation now actively promotes plant-based diets rich in fruits and vegetables. Studies have demonstrated that overall diet quality probably has more bearing on blood potassium levels than the potassium in the foods we eat. And emerging evidence suggests that a plant-based diet may reduce the need for some kidney-protecting medications, reduce complications, and favorably affect the progression of disease and even survival rates in chronic kidney disease patients. Anyone with chronic kidney disease should work with a specialist dietitian when making changes to their diet. And this answer was provided by Shireen Kasam, MBBS, FRCPath, PhD, Diplomat IBLM, and Zahara Kazam, MBBS, FRCPC, Master of Science, Diplomat ABLM, co-authors of Plant-Based Eating, Scientific Answers to Your Nutrition Questions. You have been listening to Whole Food Plant-Based Nutrition, coming to you from Sun Sounds of Arizona in Flagstaff. This is your volunteer reader, Babs Feeling, wishing you a healthy and happy rest of your day. And now, stay tuned for more interesting programming coming to you from Sun Sounds of Arizona.